gather round, gather round me and hear of that eminent band of illustrious actors. Gather round for a stunning array of the comical playing they're eager to do. You have heard, yes, of course you have heard, the astonishing claims of theatrical magic. Let me say without boasting aside, every story and legend is true. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe your senses. Comic inventions fashioned right before your eyes. Life is a play, they say, of poses and pretenses. Well, that's what we're here to improvise. See the lover win the maiden's hand. See the tyrant bow to love's demand. See the miser made to pay and pay. We're the players of the company benet. Observe Pantaloon, the greedy old merchant.
Harlequin, Harlequin, where the devil is my servant?
What is it now?
Fetch me my cash box, you lazy wretch. I want to do an accounting.
I'll give you accounting. One, ow, two, ooh, three, four,
five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Our impudent, zany Harlequin.
There's only one thing more ridiculous than this ridiculous company. You.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask for your indulgence. Some of us here, I fear, are prone to misbehave. But not the doctor, physician, philosopher, pedant.
Pedant, from the Latin ped for foot. The suffix ant, Babylonian, pertaining to the lips. From the lips are trumpeted winds of knowledge, explosions of scholarship, and blasts of learning. Therefore, I am the pedant, one who stands on his feet and speaks.
He means one who blows it out his ass.
See the pundit given no excuse. See the coward showered with abuse. See the servant scheming night and day.
We're the players of the company benet. Who makes that infernal noise?
It is I, Captain Rodomont, conceived on the battlefield, born in combat, and weaned on the smoke of gunpowder.
My reputation precedes me.
Soldier, suitor, and well-endowed lover, I am the bravest of the brave. To claim a woman's hand, I would look death in the face! Ah!
Now for the ladies, presenting Columbine, the frisky servant, and Madame, wife, mother, and confidant.
Madame, are all men brutes?
Why, Columbine, what's the trouble?
Men! They woo us, make love to us, and expect us to remain faithful while they sample every cheese in the shop.
Then you must remind them that adjoining the cheese shop is the butcher, and while they're ogling the camembert, you'll be next door, sampling the sausage.
See the maiden all the men adore. See the man who knows what men are for.
No troop would be complete without our romantic leads, Clemaine and Leander. Young, beautiful, and in love with love.
Why is it the soul is most inspired by the heart impossible to breach? Why is it the love that's most desired is the love beyond your reach?
As you see, our company represents the world entire, complete, self-contained, and in accord with itself, as heaven intended the world to be.
We are one big happy family, and we live in harmony. We're content with one another, and as happy as can be.
Gather round us tonight for a romp on the boards in a frolic of frenzy. Come away to a place where a laugh from the gut is the coin of the land. Feast your eyes on the splendid assortment of spectacle, color, and costume. Take a look, and you'll find there is not to compare to our marvelous band. Ladies and gentlemen, the mask is our profession. When is the feast, conceits, and
the planks, the ranks, now gathered in procession, are the types you're sure to recognize. See your neighbor wrapped in like a clown. See your landlord with his trousers down. See your father headed for a ball.
See the one who is the biggest fool of all.
See yourself, it's you that we portray.
Of us a member of the company.
Company.
The company beneath.